Yesterday, Jimmy, you mentioned how exciting the two-year-old racing was, and it has been right through the autumn so far, and we're set up for a blockbuster Golden Slipper next week. And the trainer with the favourite, Tony McAvoy, has been good enough to join us on the line this morning. Tony, good morning, and congratulations on yesterday. And the first question we need to know is, how Sunlight pull up after her win yesterday?
Yeah, thank you, Ray. Good morning. Look, she's pulled up beautifully. She's just in such a good zone at the moment, this filly. We came in this morning and her bin was empty, and we took her out for a trot and a walk, and she was lovely and free, legs are cold. So just very, very, very exciting and great relief to see the way she's pulled up. And she's 503 kilos this morning, and she was 509 yesterday before the race. So only lost 6 kilos in that really hot day. Mm. Gee, it got hot for those young horses yesterday.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
But she
handled it well, though, Tony, didn't she? I was watching the parade before, and even after the race, she handled it pretty well.
Yeah, she did. She did, Ray. And I think thanks to going to the Gold Coast, where we felt that heat and that pressure and that humidity and that, which we don't get in Melbourne and in Adelaide. So I think that really has put her in very good stead. And, I couldn't be more pleased with how she ran, and secondly, how she's come out of the race.
Yeah, I think they're claiming her north of the border as a Queensland horse. But anyway, we can move. They do that sort of thing, Tony. You've got to be aware of those Queenslanders. You're going for the quick backup again, as was so successful in the Magic Millions. How did you discover that the quick backup or this Sunlight is suited by that?
Yeah, probably stumbled on it a bit, Jimmy. Look, we went to Queensland and we wanted to run in the Callaway Gal, and then have another run into the Magic Millions. Well, she drew 18 in the Callaway Gal, and she was above herself and not wound up at all for that race. And being such a competitor, I thought, well, she'll do too much in this race, and we might flatten her and might lose her. So we decided not to go to that race, and then we re-diverted, which to give her the two runs in, which meant she had to run the week before at the Gold Coast. So she won at the Gold Coast, ran the week before at the Gold Coast, and backed up and did a peak performance in the Magic Millions. So that sort of gave me the confidence that if I had to do that again or wanted to do that again, she'd handle it.
Mm. Tony, it looks like you've covered all your bases meticulously with this slipper prep, but the one thing you can't control is the weather, and the forecast isn't great for Sydney this week. It wouldn't be a Sydney Autumn Carnival without some rain. Any inkling about how Sunlight could handle a potential wet track come next Saturday?
Yeah, look, that would make me really nervous, Ray. I've got no reason to say that. Like, she's never failed on it, never had really any experience on it. Yeah. But she's a gross, round, heavily built filly that's got a lot of speed, and of course rain dulls speed. So that's something I wouldn't be that excited about. But in saying all that, there's nothing I'd say this filly can't do either. I mean, until she's proven she doesn't handle it, we've got to go in with some confidence, because everything we've asked her to do, she's been able to achieve.
Was also talked about, I think you might have made mention of it, Tony, about improvement in Sunlight over the course of the week. Where can you see her improving?
Just in fitness. Just in fitness and toughness. Now, the thing that I have learned about this filly, Jimmy, is that when you gallop her, the next 4 or 5 days, she gets on this incredible high.
Right.
It really stimulates her. And if you go along just in hand work and don't test her, she just goes along normal and, you know, it's all okay. But when you gallop her, she's up on her toes the next, you know, the next few days. She really, it puts her on a high. So I think, one, we'll get that. She won't get back anywhere near that 509 now. She'll stay at around 503, 502, 504 going into this race this week.
Yep.
And that's significant as well. So that's where I think that she can just come up that little bit. Not that she has to come up much, I don't think. We don't need to change her too much.
Yeah. Best gate for you?
Yeah.
Well, look. If there is a little bit of rain around, I don't think I'd like to draw it too far in. I know that sounds crazy, saying that, but somewhere in the middle, outside middle, would be perfect. I would have thought, because as you saw there yesterday, for whatever reason, no one was that keen to go near the railway.
Yeah.
Even though it walked magnificent, that track, walking it, to me, not that I'm an expert track walker, but I walked it on Thursday and I walked it yesterday again with Luke Curry, and it walked beautifully.
Yeah.
And yet, amazingly, no one really wanted to go down in there.
And Tony, that's what Rose Hill's like almost each and every week in Sydney. You'll find the jockeys generally with the rails in the true or 3 metres out, etc., like to get two or three horses away from the inside for whatever reason. That's traditionally how they tend to ride that track.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah. Well, you know, I'd like to be able to have that opportunity to ride it like that.
Yep.
That's where that barrier would come into play.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest threat, Tony?
Mm.
Oh, look, clearly written by. He was very good. He's unbeaten. You've got to respect that, of course. And, you know, a lot of people are telling me, it was just an average blue diamond. But you know what? You can only beat what's there. And he did beat him. I thought Performer, he's clearly got talent, but he's a bit fussy, isn't he? And the pressure of a golden slipper, if you're a bit fussy, normally I would say that it's short those horses out. And of course, you've got to respect Gay in this race with Turfolk as well. But, the horses that have earned their spot, like it's $130,000 or $140,000 to get into the race this year. So I think they have all earned their respect, these young horses, to be in the race.
Yeah, I think that's the highest ever benchmark in terms of the minimum prize money to get in slipper history, which says a lot. And the thing about the two-year-olds this season, generally speaking, they've held their form, haven't they, Tony? The Sunlights, the Written Bys, the Esther Jabs, the Santosses perform apart from that one hiccup. So we're going into a blockbuster golden slipper next week, and you've got the filly in terrific form, and we really appreciate you joining us on a Sunday morning, Tony.
Raymond, can I just ask before you go, Tony, you talk about horses and the pressure of a golden slipper. I was lucky enough to be in the mounting yard, I think it was 2012, Raymond?
And the
electricity in that vicinity was just amazing. How are you going to be on Saturday?
Oh, no, I'll be fine. I've been doing this for a long time. I'll be anxious, of course, and excited and anxious about, because I just want things to go well and go right. All we need as trainers, I believe, is have an opportunity.
Yep.
We've presented our horse the best we can, and then the biggest disappointment in this business is when you don't get your opportunity and you never know what might be. Mm. So as long as we get an opportunity, and as you saw yesterday, there were some horses there that tried to soften my filly up in the mid stages.
Yeah.
I think they ran a 10-3.
Yep.
And I think she sent a very strong message that if someone wants to do that, they do it at their own peril.
Yeah, no, she's so genuine and she's right in this golden slipper. Tony, thanks for joining us this morning. I hope this week goes smoothly for you, and the very best of luck for the golden slipper next Saturday.
Thank you very much, Ray.
Thanks, Tony.
Tony McAvoy there, trainer of Sunlight. She is the $3.50 favourite at tab.com.au.
What a race this year.
For the golden slipper.
What a race.
There you go.